Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. You can promote your confessional Lutheran church and support the worldwide outreach of Issues, etc. by becoming a congregational sponsor. When your church pledges $1,000, we'll publicize your congregation on the podcast, at our website, and in the Issues, etc. journal. Learn more on the support donate page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Become an Issues, etc. congregational sponsor. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Take a little time here on this Friday afternoon to go through some of our email, talkback@issuesetc.org, and the Issues, Etc. listener comment line, 618-223-8382. This is Jeff Schwarz's favorite segment of Issues, Etc., because he gets to sit in the unnamed studio, and he gets to read listener email.
Disclaimer. Now, most of our listeners aren't going to think, live listeners, aren't going to think this is possible, but my reading skills might be even worse than normal.
People get a very inaccurate impression of you if all they ever hear is you talking on this segment of listener email, because Jeff is kind of halting. He's trying to read as carefully as he can, and his pace is very slow. It's almost Wilkin-like pace. I used to be faster, you know.
Oh, I know. We were like repeats from 10 or really the old days. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, you did.
I used to be Chris Matthews fast in the old days, and I've just slowed down, period. But this is not Jeff's pace by any stretch of the imagination. What you hear here is not Jeff Schwarz. It is Jeff Schwarz behind a microphone trying to be careful. His pace is, what would you say, Craig, 4 or 5 times faster. On a rate, when he's just speaking or doing anything else, he'll come in and he'll walk me through some of the show elements, and he doesn't even pronounce all his words. He just says every other word, and I've learned how to understand his language.
At least 4 or 5 times, at least.
Yes. So what you're hearing right now is not typical Jeff Schwarz.
But
even when he's been extemporaneous and not reading, he still is super slow.
After the divine service on Sunday, sometime, I lost my glasses. Glasses that a listener graciously purchased for you and me. So I am operating without any, what's the word I'm looking for? Any, what's the word for glasses that sounds sophisticated? Something cold.
Spectacles?
Spectacles. There you go. Thank you.
Does that mean you have to hold the paper closer or farther away?
I don't know. We're about to find out.
Okay.
But as we were doing the Schwarz Family Jesus Time on Sunday, where we go through on one day the gospel lesson and the next day for the coming Sunday and the next day for the epistle lesson, do you know what just so happens to be the gospel lesson in the historic one-year lectionary for this Sunday?
I do not.
The parables of the lost coin, lost sheep, lost son in Luke 15.
So you haven't found your glasses?
No, but I'm looking forward to be like the woman.
When did you lose them?
Sunday after sometime. I had them at the divine service.
Are you wearing
old
glasses now?
Yes, I mean, yes, these are really, really bad. The only thing these help me with is driving.
Okay.
But it's still blurry, but it's not as blurry as I have them off. Because I think I'm required to have glasses for driving.
I think you probably are.
Yeah, so.
Jeff Schwarz should not be driving. Everyone here in this building can attest to the fact that you should never be behind the wheel.
I've been in a car with Jeff one time, and yeah, I'll never do it again.
No.
Never.
And the first time, I think, Lynn was in the car with Jeff driving. We were in Houston, Texas for, I think it was one of our Making the Case conferences, and Jeff was driving, and I told Lynn and whoever else was riding with us, I said, you just have to make peace with your maker before you ever get in the car. You know, you're about to meet Jesus either through a heavenly vision of fear or you're going to meet him in the next life, but you just make sure you've said all your prayers before you get in the car with Jeff Schwarz.
I would like to thank our first emailer here, Mark. because he increased the font size of the email text. Mark writes, I enjoyed the interview with Dr. R.J. Pastrito so much so that I had to listen to it twice during my morning workout. From what I could hear and understand, I was enthralled. I found it so interesting that I ordered his book. You do such an excellent job in finding these topical speakers and keeping the overall program so relevant. That little item is huge. Unfortunately, cell phones are such miserable tools when it comes to the interview platform. Looking forward to the conference in July. Thanks for the feedback, Mark.
Well, yeah, this is a dilemma we face because the better we make issues, et cetera, sound on a regular basis with guests like, well, we just came off that guest with Noelle, and she had a microphone. She's out in Southern California, and she had a microphone, and we have a means of hooking up with her, so she sounds like she's in studio. But it makes the phone guests, by comparison, sound much worse. And cell phones are notoriously bad. I think we actually had to restart with Pastrito, didn't we? Because the connection for the first couple answers just wasn't great.
I don't know.
We have to restart so many.
I would say, Craig, what do you think, Mike? 15%, maybe 10, 15% of the time a cell phone connection is actually clearer than a landline.
It's not very often. Yeah, I mean, and traditionally, landlines have been the cleanest thing that we've had. And even now we're having trouble with some of those.
But we're great interview, but we always try, believe me, always try to get the very best quality we can get. Jeff is never satisfied with how things sound.
Well, we always shoot for, hey, do you have a microphone with separate headphones? Because if they do that, they can connect straight via the internet to our studio. Option number two is a landline phone. Option number three is a cell phone. So if it's a cell phone person, rest assured that options one and two failed. And we're doing the best we can. By the way, that interview was so good. And Dr. Pastrito was so kind. He's going to redo the interview with us next week using Hillsdale College's studio.
Yeah, I was really, really impressed. But I'll tell you this much, Jeff. That his book, these Hillsdale guys, the books are dense. Not just physically dense. They're idea-wise dense. Stretching my brain to read those books. But
now you're getting older.
I'm getting older, but I'm also continue to learn.
Emily in Minnesota, you attend a church that uses the three-year lectionary. If a church is using the three-year lectionary, how do you know which of the 3 years it's on? First of all, what is lectionary? And then explain the 1 year and the three-year lectionary.
Three-year lectionary. A lectionary is just a system, a set of readings that have been pre-planned for reading on Sunday morning or at any other kind of service. But we're talking here about for the readings on Sunday morning, which form the basis of the entire service, the theme of the entire service. So the three-year lectionary goes 3 years before you start repeating it. And it has a year A, B, and C. The one-year lectionary is more straightforward. It's 1 year. When you get to the end of the church year, you go back to the beginning and you start over and nothing ever changes from year to year. On any given Sunday, that Sunday's readings will all be the same. With a three-year lectionary, that will happen, but it'll only happen every 3 years. So everybody's supposed to be on the same year. Every congregation that uses the three-year lectionary is supposed to be doing it on the same year. And what they've done, what Concordia Publishing House has done with its lectionaries is it started to talk about propers and not Sundays after or Sundays of, because the various seasons of the church year change in their length. Some of them don't, some of them do. And so to remove any kind of confusion, and it can be confusing, they've gone to talking about propers rather than a date on which they used to have a range of dates on which these readings could fall as a Sunday, and that was even more confusing. So that's been improved. Every church that uses the three-year lectionary, wherever you go, ought to be on the same year. What are we in now? Because I never...
Series B.
Series B, so that would be second year of the three-year lectionary.
And what's the gospel text? What gospel are you guys going through in Series B?
I have no idea.
Didn't you just preach recently?
No, I'm going to preach on Sunday.
Okay. A lot of sermon prep going on there, Todd.
Yeah, I got a day job.
you got to pull out an old one?
Yeah, I've got a day job. I spend my nights reading dense books. So
just so you know, this year is, it looks like it is the Gospel of Mark in this Series B.
And plus, I haven't been doing the readings recently at Trinity. My associate there has been doing, or my senior pastor has been doing the readings there.
So we adequately explained it. I heard nothing because I was giving Craig bump music.
Whatever church you walk into is going to be, on the three-year lecture, is going to be on the same year. So we're in year B, year two. I don't know why they say B. Maybe too many numbers. So that's what everybody should be on. I don't know that everybody is, but it's intended so that every congregation kind of walks through the same readings together.
We have, up until Vatican II, correct me if I'm wrong, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod used the historic one-year lectionary where the same lessons come up the same time every year. Much more simplistic. I know it's adiaphora, but I have to say, as a layperson, I much rather prefer the historic one-year lectionary.
So do I, even though I haven't ever used it.
You used to not You've come around. You're a convert, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. In the time of, I think when I first came out and was a parish pastor, the three-year lectionary appealed to me because it allowed more variety, but that was when I valued variety more than I do now. So I've learned that variety is overrated. So, and if they used to tell us in the seminary, if you use the three-year lectionary, you can preach the Old Testament 1 year and the epistle reading the next year and the gospel reading the next year, and you can stretch this out to, you'll never revisit the same text except for festivals and things like that for 9 whole years. And, you know, there's an advantage to that. You get more of the Bible preached, individual passages and pericopes, but I've grown to value the repetition more than the, boy, we haven't had this Bible passage in a long time. I can't remember the last time I preached this one.
You know, we've talked about this around the office, but the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod adopted this after the Roman Catholics apparently did this sometime around Vatican II. And what I am bewildered, bemused, befuddled by is, we know that there's rampant Romophobia in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, correct?
Yes.
Something looks like Rome, sounds like Rome, smells like Rome. Verboten. But somehow, wonder of wonders, the Roman Catholics switched to the three-year lectionary and the Lutheran Church went to the three-year lectionary too. Where were the cries of Romophobia?
Those were weird days in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. They were really weird days. We were coming off the battle for the Bible. That was only, what, less than 10 years in our rearview mirror. And we didn't know who we were. We were trying a lot of different things. We were kind of enamored with...
We were in search of an identity.
We were having an
identity crisis.
Yes,
is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. It was the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's midlife crisis. Pretty much from 1974 until, you know, our wife left us. That's what happened. Our liberal wife left us, and we went into a funk probably until about 1990 when I graduated from seminary and the funk stopped. Well, actually, it continued for quite a while, but it was our midlife crisis. So a lot of stuff that was done and written and thought about in those days, hopefully we've outgrown it.
Lois writes, I enjoy listening to your podcast. I recently listened to one that mentioned a particular resource that a ministry could use to protect itself against lawsuit or concerns from those outside the church regarding social issues. While listening, I was unable to write down the title of the resource, and now I'm at a loss for how to find the website and online access to the document. Would you help in any way to assist me in getting that information? I tried searching your page, but came up with nothing. I'd appreciate any assistance you can provide. Thanks for listening, Lois.
If you go to our website and you enter Matt Harrison in the search engine, you're going to find some recent interviews with him. And it is listed as a resource in maybe about 3 interviews back or so. It's a document that was created by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod for congregations and for religious institutions, kind of a checklist to go through to help yourself avoid some of the mistakes in a woke culture and prepare your church, your congregation, your school, whatever it may be, to face any kind of legal challenges you may have there.
Yeah, it's prepared by the Alliance Defending Freedom and the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. It's titled Protecting Your Ministry, and we'll post a link to it on this podcast,
yep.
right?
Yep. We will have a link. When we come back, a little more listener email, talkback@issuesztc.org, and the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8382. Lonely days ago, I'm going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days ago, I'm going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. Connected to Christ, Witnessing in Everyday Life is the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June. It's written by Dr. Mark Wood, Director of Witness and Outreach for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Learn more about Connected to Christ at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June, Connected to Christ, Witnessing in Everyday Life, issuesetc.org or 1-800-325-3040.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry. lcms.org/deaconess.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Historic St. Paul Lutheran Church in the heart of Austin, Texas is glad to support the work of Issues Etc. I'm Pastor Brian Wolfmuller, pastor of St. Paul, and I'm glad we're part of this effort. Issues Etc. for decades has been the premier voice of Lutheran doctrine and biblical teaching in all of the world, and we're glad to be a little part of making sure that the work continues. If you're ever in Austin, stop by and visit us. All the information is on the website, stpaulaustin.org. That's stpaulaustin.org.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook, facebook.com/lutheracademy.
If we're able to stand here and be the ones that get to fight this battle, we're honored to do that. We just want to do the best that we can and honor Christ in everything that we do. And yes, it has been worth it, and we would do it again.
What the progressives knew was that you have to start at the place where ideas are formed and where ideas percolate. It's why they went to universities and took over there first.
Before they hit puberty, anywhere from 75 to 90% of those kids, they stop identifying gender dysphorically and they go, okay, you know what? I really am the little boy that I was born to be.
Is the Holy Spirit dead? Is the Holy Spirit sleeping? No, the Holy Spirit is at work in us.
In just a few minutes, we're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's just a taste of the four soundbites we've picked out to play for you. After you've listened, you'll give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesztc.org, a tweet at issuesztc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesztc, and your votes will decide which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. In the meantime, it's listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line.
And what do the listeners of the best votes receive?
Oh, they
Masur
get,
Wilkin?
They get the LPR bundle package, which is the Ad Crucem Baptism keepsake, the I Have Issues t-shirt, and an Issues Etc. pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. Only way you can get the LPR bundle package is to win Soundbite of the Week or to visit us here in the studio.
Bobby, Corinth, Texas. You're a native of Texas, the Lone Star State. Do you know where Corinth is?
I do not.
Wow. You are getting old.
When in doubt, it's down by Austin.
Dear Issues Etc., Bobby in Corinth, Texas writes, We know that the listener with the best vote for Soundbite of the Week receives a wonderful prize pack. But I was curious what the guest speaker receives for having their soundbite win. A certificate? Their photo hung on the all-star wall in the LPR studios? Free VIP membership to Jeff Schwarz Ministries? Cha-ching! A bag of LPR Studios hybrid coffee? Just curious. Hopefully they win something for being chosen. Thank you for all you do. I love this podcast. And thank you for listening. Somewhere in Texas, Bobby.
Thank you very much, Bobby. I think some of our guests actually have been under the impression that if their soundbite wins, they get something. And we all, in particular, Pastor Matt Harrison, the president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, he's won a few soundbites of the week, or his soundbite has. And he always calls Jeff afterwards and says, what am I getting, Schwarz? What are you going to send me? I won this time. And we have to explain to him every time he didn't win. By the way, Corinth, Texas is just south of Denton, about, 20 miles from where I grew up. So, sorry.
didn't make it that 20 miles, huh?
Well, I didn't make it to Denton. Denton was a long ways away back in those days. I mean, that was way up north, but it isn't anymore.
Hey,
grown together. Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, they're all one big city now.
I have a suggestion for the soundbite winner, the person who actually said the soundbite. How about the next time they visit the Issues, Etc. LPR Studios, they get a tour. And a tour of tropical snow. And how about a free tropical snow?
We can do that. We can arrange to have that happen.
There you go.
I can just say that our candidates for Soundbite of the Week receive the same thing they receive for being a guest on the show, which is El Zippo. Nothing. Nada. Do you remember we got canceled? You know, and it was for, we used to be owned and operated by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and the president at that time, Gerald Kieschenk, wasn't a big fan, yada, yada, yada. We get canceled, and one of the people suggested, well, because they said it was for, quote, programmatic and financial reasons. That came out like 2 weeks after the first couple of reasons. I think it started out.
The first reason was we're not going to tell anyone what the reason is. Right.
It was never good. It was reason number three, a public relations nightmare. Somebody should, if you want to take a course like an internship, go read about our cancellation and how not to do PR. Public relations.
Yes.
That was a debacle. But anyway, so this listener was under the impression of the financial reasons, and she says, well, you need to stop paying your guests. There was an assumption that our guests are being paid here.
And they're not.
They are not.
They are not. Now, we do. To be fair, we compensate Pastor Ted Geese because we make him go see movies.
Right, right.
So we pay for him to go see the movies.
I don't even know if it's enough to...
Probably isn't. In Canada, it probably costs $75 to go to a movie.
Yeah. Right, right.
It's a ton of... Canada's a ton of money. Anytime you exchange money up there, you never get your dollar back. You know, it's a rouge. It's fake. It's
don't get him
false.
Started on Canada.
Oh, yeah. No.
He hasn't gone on a Canada rant in a long time.
No. Anyway, so... Yeah, they don't get anything, do they? But they come over here. They get tropical snow. But I don't think Jack Phillips is coming over here.
No.
I don't think RJ Pastrito is going to come to... get a tropical snow.
I mean, who knows? You never know. We were at our own place of employment. One time, Albert Mohler just walked in the door one day.
That was amazing.
It was kind of before he was Albert Mohler. He was still
big.
He was big, but he wasn't Albert Mohler, the briefing big. But he just came walking in the door and said, you know, where's Wilkin and Schwarz? And we came up and like, what are you doing here? I just thought I'd stop by.
He wanted to meet us in person. By the way, he's speaking at the 2022 Issues, Etc., Making the Case Conference. Noah writes, what in the world is that sound at the end of the Ad Crucem ad? The one that starts Christian greeting card makers all love Issues, Etc. What is that sound? Craig, play it for us. 0240.
What, now you put me on the spot here.
Jeff has all the ad numbers.
I haven't
numbers.
Memorized, but he can't find it.
I'm ready to go. Here we go.
All right.
Christian greeting card makers, gift shop owners, laser cutters, church banner creators, ornamentalists, poster purveyors, jewelry designers, fine artists, hymn writers, wood carvers, UV bed printers, and authors all love Issues, Etc. And you'll find our work at adcrucem.com. That's ADC, RUCEM.com.
What is that sound? You know what? I've heard that ad hundreds of times. I don't pay much attention to them because I'm usually on my phone when those ads are playing. What is that sound? I've never noticed it before.
Well, she goes down the list of folks who, I guess, have their products that add Cruesom. The first time I heard it, my thought was that it was some kind of a machine that someone uses to make something that they sell at Ed Cruesom, well, whether
she was doing what we ask our listeners to do, which was add a little audio for what they do, because it was so-and-so loves issues, et cetera. So was it like a printing machine?
Do you want the answer, guys? Or do you just want to just speculate for the next 10 minutes?
Did you contact
her? Let's speculate.
Yes. I was worried. I only had 3 emails left to go, and I was like, we might be short on stuff. I forgot. Craig has a live mic. We'll have no problem filling.
Right.
Craig will take up the Craig is a living, walking episode of Seinfeld. You know, he can talk about nothing and get outraged about nothing for 10 minutes, just like that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What is it?
Juanita Wood of Ad Cruesom said, we started up the laser cutter and the extractor fan at the end of the advertisement. It is a laser cutter and extractor fan.
Okay. Well, there you go. It sounded to me like a car a little bit, but it's the laser cutter. And okay, so there's the answer to your question.
Craig, what's a laser cutter and extractor fan?
Oh, how much time do we have?
I think they use a lot of laser cutters in their... the thing that they sent to me is laser cut wood, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I'm sure it's not a router because it looks too nice. It's nice and beautifully cut. And hey, by the way, if you want a little taste of Ad Cruesom, stick around, play issues, et cetera, soundbite of the week. You can get their baptismal keepsake as part of the LPR bundle package.
Hello, this is Earl from Arlington, South Dakota. And I so appreciated Todd's recent interview with Ken Starr. And it was so refreshingly easy and straightforward to listen to Ken Starr's unobscured avoidance of legalese and how down to earth he spoke that we peasants could understand. And I'm so appreciative how indicative of what a really great lawyer Mr. Starr is. And I appreciated the interview and his perspective. Thank you, Todd, for an excellent interview.
It was my pleasure to be able to talk with Ken Starr. And having read his book, the book is excellent. The book is a great history of the challenges to religious freedom. And again, written by one of the top legal minds in the United States at a level that anyone and non-legal minds can easily understand. It's a great little history of it. And the reason it's so compelling is because he lived through this history. He argued a lot of the cases he was writing about. What was it, 36 cases before the U.S. Supreme Court and countless others in other courts. So he's been intimately connected to the defense of religious liberty for the better part of his long and storied career. It was great to be able to speak with him. And I think I told somebody around here, you can tell that he's not only been in the courtroom, and you know, in the courtroom, a lawyer's got to be able to speak to a judge who's asking questions in ordinary English, too. They like that. But you can tell he's also been in the classroom because he was really doing a great job of just teaching about the subject.
Steven writes, just wanted to send an email to say that I really enjoy the Proverbs series with Pastor Fisk. Thanks, as always, for the great content.
Pastor Fisk is back with his Proverbs series. I take it now we're going through the Proverbs one by one. At some point we started going through them in order. So he's moving slowly, verse by verse. He's moving slowly through these Proverbs and bringing a lot of good insight to what is ordinarily something that people just read in little pieces, just a verse. He's kind of trying to bring some continuity to the whole thing.
A good producer would have an answer to your Proverbs chronological question. I don't.
I got the impression when we started it, we were kind of jumping around, and then we're doing.
We have been on
24, 25, 26. So
maybe that's the sweet spot of Proverbs. You know, it's like Arenado, Goldschmidt, and well, that's pretty much it.
Well, I'll let
sweet spot for the St. Louis Cardinals.
That's for sure. I will let you in on a little secret, the listeners. Before we do these interviews with Jonathan, he sends a picture. Nobody writes anything or types anything anymore. He sent us a picture of his notes. And sometimes they're, I can kind of make sense of them, but most of the time he's got like a little doodle over here in the corner and he's got arrows all over the place and he's written just like one word. And then I can't make any sense of his notes. So I just kind of, in those interviews, I just kind of let him go with the verses. I just try and listen and what verse is he on and then pick up with the next verse, because it's the same thing with Wolf Miller. He'll send us a picture of his notes before an interview. And now lately he's been emailing them, but when he was sending us a picture, I couldn't make any sense of it. It's like looking at somebody's class notes and you don't know what they were writing about.
Age. Just chalk it up to age, Sean. You know, off the hook.
Young guys, it may be me, maybe I've changed.
The young whippersnappers.
But these young guys don't think in a linear fashion. They think in a circular fashion.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I'm not throwing them under the bus.
I wouldn't throw all young guys like that. They're not all like that. But I know what you're getting at.
It's not like when we did the series with Peter Bender on catechesis. It is the most detailed and complete outline anyone has ever written. It's not Ken Sherb, I will script your laughter, Wilkin, kind of a thing. But it's very detailed. So I just kind of say, these guys know what they're doing. I'm just here to push them on to the next verse.
One final email. Jack, Ponca City, Oklahoma, known as the worldwide headquarters for Jeff Shore's ministries. Jack writes, great interview with Terry Mattingly this week. I could tell Todd was pressing the point for him about language. I thought Mattingly was very specific, whether we agree with him or not. But once again, Todd is the consummate interviewer. Kudos to both of them. Jack Phillips' interview, I have always wondered about his side. This was excellent and answered so many questions at a high level. I wish I could be at the conference and hear him speak. I so appreciated Todd's interview and will share it with others. Thanks for listening in Ponca City, Oklahoma, my home away from home, Jack.
Jack, thank you very much, and thanks for the kind words there. That Jack Phillips interview, I think, is a valuable one, because just as we finished that interview, minutes after we finished that interview, the decision was announced in the civil suit that he is facing against a Colorado resident, and he lost the civil case. Of course, it is going to be appealed by Alliance Defending Freedom, but it was a rather timely interview with Jack. Folks, there have been a lot of Lutheran organizations claiming to do mission work, but they have very little to do with the proclamation of law and gospel in word and sacrament ministry. That is simply not the case with Luther Academy, a worldwide, faithfully Lutheran mission outreach. Find out more about their work at lutheracademy.com. Serving Lutheran pastors and lay people to the ends of the earth, lutheracademy.com. It's Soundbite of the Week when we come back. Get ready to listen and then get ready to give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue feasting our way through 1 Corinthians with head coverings, no such practice, the Lord's Supper, words of institution, and unworthy reception. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. You can promote your confessional Lutheran church and support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by becoming a congregational sponsor. When your church pledges $1,000, we'll publicize your congregation on the podcast, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. Learn more on the Support Donate page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Become an Issues Etc. congregational sponsor.
St. Paul Lutheran School of Hamel, Illinois is the only classical Lutheran school in Greater St. Louis. We're looking for a first and second grade teacher for the 2021-2022 school year. We pay 100% salary scale for the Southern Illinois District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Other benefits include full health care coverage, retirement and disability, and continuing education assistance. For more information, email jeff@issuesetc.org. jeff@issuesetc.org.
Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's classical Christian curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR21. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Casting Christ's net on the internet. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by becoming an Issues Etc. congregational sponsor. Ascension Lutheran, Niles, Illinois. Christ Our Savior Lutheran, Freeburg, Illinois. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Marshall, Minnesota. Hope Lutheran, Spokane Valley, Washington. Messiah Lutheran, Keller, Texas. Our Savior Lutheran, Louisville, Kentucky. Redeemer Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska. St. John Lutheran, New Berlin, Illinois. St. Paul Lutheran, International Falls, Minnesota, and Trinity Lutheran, Okmulgee, Oklahoma. Find out how your confessional Lutheran church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click Support, Donate, and print the one-page flyer. When your congregation becomes an Issues Etc. sponsor, we'll publicize your church on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal.